We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and Dave Lewis is, of course, producing things for us today. Julie Govert-Walter steps in here. She's executive director with the North Central Flint Hills Area Agency on Aging. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
It's good to have you back out here once again.
It's great to be here, and what a lovely day it is.
Yeah, it certainly is. And I know you have some important information coming up even this week. Tomorrow, there's an event here in Manhattan called it's called Medicare Basics, actually.
That's right. We have Medicare is important, very important for anyone who plans to get a whole lot older than you are today. And there's a lot of people who are going to be turning 65 or have a disability and need information about Medicare. And our Medicare Basics class is the best way to get fully introduced to Medicare and all of its ins and outs related to the different parts of Medicare.
There's a lot of confusing things when it comes to Medicare, where to get started even, especially if somebody's new, if they just became a senior citizen, the qualifying age.
That's right. People who are planning or close to getting age 65 need to enroll in Medicare at least 3 months before. That's generally the recommendation. And a lot of times folks are, we sort of procrastinate or put things off. And then they're surprised to hear things that they understood about Medicare may not be necessarily so. And so the Medicare Basics class, which is happening it's actually tomorrow night. It starts from 5:30 and ends at 7:30 at the Flint Hill Center, which is located at 401 Houston Street. And Karen Mays, who has been a longtime Medicare benefits counselor with our agency, is going to be making that presentation. She does an excellent job, and not only will she provide the whole gamut of what to know about Medicare, but she can help answer people's questions if they have particular questions or if they're having some difficulty with Medicare.
All right. What are maybe some frequently asked questions that people usually have at an event like this?
Well, I think sometimes a lot of people are surprised how complex Medicare is. I think when I was younger, I thought Medicare just paid for everything once you become eligible for it. But actually, Medicare is health insurance. It's health insurance for people age 65 and also for people that qualify for it because of a disabling condition. And there are premiums, there are co-pays, there are rules to follow, and there's also some special programs that can help low-income people get some help with those Medicare premiums. So these are just some of the questions that Karen will be addressing. And I think another thing that people are seeing, I know when I visit my dad at his home, he's 90-something, and he's watching television. We see all of these ads for Medicare and, you need to sign up now for these new benefits that are out. Well, there is a part of Medicare that provides some of those benefits, but as you know, there's always a catch. And that's another thing that can be clarified at the Medicare Basics class. And I also had to tell you, Brandon, we the area agencies on aging throughout the state have a special focus to help people understand their Medicare. And we do that in partnership with the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services. So anywhere throughout the state, if you've got a question about Medicare, the best thing to do, or one of the best things to do, is to contact the area agency on aging that's serving that particular county or community, because the Area Agency on Aging has resources, objective and unbiased resources, that can help people understand Medicare and make the best and the right Medicare decision for you.
I think that's so important to get that unbiased aspect of it, because a lot of these folks are living on fixed incomes and, they don't want to be surprised by some outrageous amount of money they're going to have to spend.
That's right. The Area Agencies on Aging and the wonderful volunteers that are helping us provide senior health insurance counseling, we don't have anything to sell. We don't have a horse in the race. And so our only objective is to help people get trustworthy and accurate information in an easy-to-understand way about Medicare. And so that's what we're doing. We have this session happening tomorrow night at the Flint Hill Center starting at 5:30. People can come. There's no cost to come to this session. And if you want to reserve your place, you can call us today at our agency's Manhattan phone number is 776-9294. And if you are outside of Manhattan and would like to call us toll-free, that number is 1-800-432-2703.
All right. And now this is actually a Manhattan-specific event. Do you do more of these around the region too?
Well, actually, we have a series of these events planned for throughout our 18-county region. Starting here in Manhattan, we've had these generally about once a month here in Manhattan, but we are wanting to spread out. We have another session happening in Salina on Leap Day, which is Saturday the 29th, this coming Saturday, at the Salina Public Library, and that's happening from 10 to noon. And if people want information about that, they can either call us at that same number, or you can go to our website. Actually, you can go to our website for either of these events and sign up, and that is www.ncfhaaa.com. There's a whole sign-up form. Again, there's no cost. And if you let us know you're coming, then we'll be adequately prepared with our materials and be ready to welcome and support you.
All right. Again, we're talking with Julie Govert-Walter, Executive Director of the North Central Flint Hills Area Agency on Aging. They give you a really long title for your organization.
We have such a long name because we do so many interesting and helpful things for seniors, family caregivers, and people living with disabilities. I always like to say that, but actually, it's been a longstanding name, and nobody's come up with something better so far.
All right. Well, let's take a break. We got some more stuff to get to here with Julie, and we'll do that on the other side of a break here. News Radio KMAN.